Blog Talk Radio.
Good Saturday, everyone. You are tuning in to When Love Rising on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Heidi Little, and I'm here with my co-host, Bob Challenger. And today we are pretty excited about talking with people about the We the World 20th anniversary, Planet Heart, Good News Planet, and A Better World TV and Radio. And we're going to have a special guest chime in for a second, too, for the Vigil for Peace and Ecology 17th Annual. Bob, how are you today?
Oh, hi, Heidi. Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, it's our Labor Day weekend. I guess it is for most of North America. Anyway, great to be on this call.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you so much. Okay, well, let's get right to it because we've got 30 jam-packed minutes of love and light coming your way. We've got Andrew Keene on the line. He's the founder and executive producer of Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration and an events coordinator for We the World, who is one of the coordinators to help launch the original and very, very beginning 11 days of global unity back in 2004. He's also a vibrational sound channel, singer, soul, writer, and vibrational poet, sharing his gifts to be a connector and transmitter for world peace, oneness, and unconditional love. Having been awakened to unity consciousness 22 years ago and activated with channeling, clairaudience and receiving higher dimensional frequencies of galactic sound channeling, sacred chants, and sacred poetry, all connected to oneness and peace. He is also an ambassador for peace. His name is Andrew Keene. If you scramble it, it's an acronym that spells reawaken, which he feels is his true soul name to be reawakened. Andrew Keene. Others to remember, we are all one heart, beating with Earth, Mother Gaia, and her living creatures and plants. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Great bio.
Hi, Heidi. Thank
how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Great to have you on the show. We are gearing
thank
up
you
for
so
the 20th
much.
Anniversary that's going to be happening, yeah? September 12th.
Yeah, 20th anniversary of two amazing organizations I've known for 20 years, Good News Blog, Planet, and We the World.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Okay, so tell me, Andrew, what's happening? What are we doing? What's going on?
Well, in New York City and actually globally, because we'll be webcasting, we're going to be having the 20th anniversary of We the World and Good News Planet's 20th anniversary's Interdependence Day Peace Party. And that's taking place on Wednesday, September 12th during 11 Days of Global Unity, which actually happens for the past 14 years it's been going on. 11 Days of Global Unity is actually a time frame between September 11th and September 21st, International Day of Peace. And all these events mm-hmm. around the world are happening, peace events and all kinds of events that are happening. And this particular event is celebrating We the World and Good News Planet. It's taking place in New York City at the Church of the Village, which is located at 201 West 13th Street in Manhattan, from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And the website is we.net/20years using the number sign. And the worldwide global link is youcanview.com. So we're going to be having a lot of celebration. We can talk about that later in the show, what's actually happening. But it's going to be a really exciting event. There's going to be music and there's going to be amazing speakers, and Heidi yourself is going to be performing, and we're going to be debuting a world premiere song of We the World, which is the theme song for We the World, which is a beautiful event, mm-hmm. song that we put together, isn't it, Heidi?
Yeah, it is. Many
yeah,
writers.
Nine people from three
heaven.
Countries.
Right? Nine people from three countries. Tell us more.
We the World, and we're going to be having a tribute to Aretha Franklin with Al Smith and Charette White, and Rick Ulfick is actually going to play the keyboards. Rick is the founder of We the World and the We campaign, and he's actually a great musician. I've heard him play on piano for so many years. And we got Susanna Bassett. Actually, what's actually happening at this celebration is with Paul Slackus celebrating this event, we're going to be honoring all the past supporters of We the World, which includes Shimana Risk of Peace Lights and Monica Willard from United Religions Initiative and Susanna Basarica from the Vigil for Peace and Ecology and Alan Steinfeld from New Realities and Mitchell Rabin from A Better World, and JJ and Desiree Herchek is going to also give a blessing, and it's going to be really amazing, this whole event. Catherine Davis from Heart of Mind Radio will also be speaking with Deborah Modell, and we're going to have World Dance with Keishi Chai with Pure, with these amazing belly dancers. It's World Dance, beautiful, beautiful work that they do. And we also have a musician, Kristen Hoffman, who's performing. So we have a really large event that's happening. It's a peace party, right, Paul?
Correct.
What a wonderful lineup. Yay. Oh, that's so great. Okay, Andrew. So I'm going to move along to Paul now, and let's just keep this train rolling. Okay. I'd like to introduce next Paul Sladko, who is an ordained interfaith minister, environmentalist, and humanitarian. Founded Milestone Broadcast Corporation in 1985. He has over 40 years in the communications industry, where he helps companies like Sprint, IBM, U.S. Postal Service, and Western Union market to niche markets. Currently, MBC is involved with numerous network TV projects on travel, nonprofits, a major project for 2017 with the Respect for All, New York City Board of Education and Schools Worldwide, tied into the UN International Day of Peace. Prior to MBC, Paul was an executive with CBS and PBS Television for 14 years, working on more than 150 television shows and series. Paul's media credits include Emmys for Love of Life on CBS, the Nature series, and the Brain series on PBS, NHK, and French. Other credits are All in the Family, Sonny and Cher, and Carol Burnett. Paul is also the founder of a web broadcast, GoodNewsBroadcast.com and Good News Planet, that now has over 5,000 shows that have been produced. Their nonprofit, Good News Corporation, humanitarian projects, including the Peace Day Party. Wow, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Heidi, and thank you, Bob and Andrew, for all the work he does.
Wow, this is beautiful. Okay, Paul, tell us, what's happening for you? What's going on right now?
I'll say first, I'm very excited about the September 12th, 20th anniversary. It's going to be a wonderful evening. I want to thank Andrew and Rick for pulling it all together. And the three of us do know each other for so many years and support each other and believe in each other. And so it's going to be a special night. I'd just like to add one thing that Andrew didn't mention, was Claire Diab will start off with a meditation. And Claire's been a director of the Deepak Chopra centers for over 20 years. She's been working with Deepak. And Deepak is going to give a nice five-minute commentary. Maybe he was going to speak about it later, Andrew. But so that's exciting. So the 12th will really be a wonderful evening. We welcome everybody to come and join us. On the 21st, our company has been doing something in Times Square at Father Duffy Park, right in front of bleachers, where the booth is. And we create a human peace sign, and we sing songs, and we have entertainment. And 12 noon is the, I guess, more formal moment, as declared by the United Nations, 193 countries unanimously agreeing to a day of peace. And we do a moment of silence. We have a big billboard in Times Square, the one over the McDonald's, I'll call it, where we're going to show a five-minute piece called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope, in which we will also show it at the on the event on 9/12. But that is a video and going to be a movie that we're finishing up and a TV series. In which we did a celebration for the 20th anniversary of Woodstock with Rich Dickens, and we ended up doing it in Times Square, actually at the same exact location, Duffy Square, 47th and Broadway. And we'll show a five-minute piece of that on this big billboard and you know, do our best. We're like party kind of people, and we're trying to do a strengthening of the message of the International Day of Peace on the day. And blast it out the broadcast we're doing, and blast it out to the world in the hopes that people do acknowledge the International Day of Peace, take a moment of silence, global truce, and all those good kinds of things. And we're also going to be at the vigil in Central Park on September 16th, of which we've been involved since day one as well. So a lot of good things going on. Oh, we have a TV show coming on the 5th on MNN also. That'll be, it's a visual voices show, which is something that Rick Ulfick put together. And I'm going to host it and share the good things that we, the world is doing, as well as good news.
Awesome.
That's a lot.
Wow, jam-packed. That's a lot. That's all beautiful. Thank you so much for your contributions to the planet and to our awakening and our rising. It's gorgeous. Okay, folks, you heard all of that. So I'm sure everybody's like jumping onto Google and searching out all of these amazing events and figuring out how they're going to get there and who they're going to go with and what they're going to wear and all the love they're going to bring in their hearts. So amazing. Thank you so much, Paul. I love you.
I love you, too. I wanted to say congratulations to you and to Bob for the wonderful work you all do, too. And so we're very excited to get to see you on the 12th. And you know, love the kind of show you're doing. It's just so important. So thank you.
Oh, yay. We're going to have fun. I'm looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. Bob, love you, Bob.
Yeah, thanks. Love you too. And thank you, Paul.
Okay.
And Andre. Wow, what guests we have today.
Andrew. It's okay, thanks.
Andrew. Yeah, you're
oh, yeah, Andrew King. Yay.
Yeah.
All good. Perfect.
You know,
yeah.
You
okay.
too, Heidi, you might want to mention you're doing an amazing event on September 21st, the annual peace concert, right?
Yeah, we're working on the We Unify. We're actually taking it to a global level and just really trying to support people in having any kind of peace concert anywhere they can think of that they should be having one, whether it's in their living rooms or in their local park or at their band shell or in their restaurant or wherever they feel called to hold it. And, you know, to just really hold that intention and that vibration that the love inside of our hearts is just flowing out to everybody and making this world into this beautiful place where people can love and support one another. And we can come up with the solutions and be the solutionaries that we are here to become for the future. And
absolutely.
So that's a call to action.
And Mitchell Rabin is actually on the call now, so we can tune in onto his he's actually been celebrating a better world for 25 years. So we have a lot of celebrations going on.
Yeah, how so exciting. And to hear how many decades people have put into the work, you know, it's fabulous. I thought I was, before the internet, I thought I was all alone doing the work. You know, we weren't running into each other as easily. I think maybe you guys in New York and in the U.S. had a bit more of a solid party going on with the work that Artie Kornfeld did back with the Woodstock thing. So, but Canada, which is where I'm originally from, you know, the big pockets, big pieces of land in between the cities, you know. So now we have this World Wide Web, which we are going to be broadcasting the 20th anniversary on the World Wide Web, so people can be watching it live and being a part of it all also. Okay, let's see here. We have a couple different New York numbers, so let's tune some people in and see what we have going on here. Is it a work for me? Hello. Okay, perfect. Hi, this is Heidi. Who do we have on the line?
You mean me?
Is this Mitchell?
Mitchell Rabin.
Hi, Mitchell. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. How are
awesome.
You?
Awesome. Welcome. Oh, really well. We're fabulous. We have an amazing group of people on together on one phone line today. So
indeed.
Thank you, Mitchell, so much. Yay. Welcome aboard.
Pleasure to be here.
Tell us, Mitchell, what's happening with you? We talked with Paul a little and we talked with Andrew a little. Now, you know, just kind of give us an overview of what's happening for you right now, Mitchell, and the work that you're doing.
Okay. Well, number one, I just want to say that I've been friendly with Rick Ulfick since the mid-90s when we were working on an event at the United Nations called Season for Nonviolence back in around 1996. Of course, I was only 7 years old at the time, so I'm not that much older now. But we've been friends ever since, and I formed A Better World in 1993. We came together, Rick and I, and a whole group of wonderful people to do this event that's been carrying on at the UN ever since, that honors Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King every year. It's a beautiful thing, and he's gone on to do We the World. I've been doing A Better World, as Andy said, since 1993. I've been on the air weekly on community cable MNN Public Access Television and on radio since about 2006, pretty steadily every week also. So I'm doing all of that as usual, as well as, you know, doing my regular coaching. I have a background in psychology, acupuncture, stress management. And right now I'm actually working on a couple of projects that I would love to share with your audience, Heidi, which is that on September 24th at the Society for Ethical Culture, A Better World with Pachamama Alliance and the Society for Ethical Culture are holding an event called Drawdown, the most comprehensive plan to reverse global warming and climate change. That is based on the book by the same name by Paul Hawken. And he has been a hero of mine for so many years. And Bill McKibben is the moderator. And Lynn Twist, of originally of the Hunger Project, and now the Pachamama Alliance, is one of the speakers, and a few other real notable people. And in short, it's an opportunity for people to get truly educated about the damage that we have done to our beautiful, dear Gaia, Pachamama, Mother Earth, and take matters into hand and start working toward the solutions. So that's one I would definitely draw people's attention to. It's only $10, and we'd love to have the room is almost filled already, but we still have some room, and if people go to abetterworld.tv, they'll be able to sign up. It's called Drawdown Panel. So the other is David Pramal, one of my favorite of all time kirtan singers, is at Town Hall on September 7th, and that's filling up quickly too, where Better World is promoting that. And not least is the wonderful event that we're here to talk about mostly, and that's to honor my dear friends Rick Ulfick and Paul Slakas with this event on September 12th. I'm very pleased to, you know, be here with all of you and chat about it and tell people that it's going to be a time that they really want to be present at. You know, Paul, Rick, Andy, myself, and we have a slew of dear friends, Heidi, that have been on this path for really a long time, truly most of our lives. We're committed to world peace. We're committed to sustainability. We're committed to political, social, and economic justice. And we just ain't going to stop till we see it happen. So the people who will be there will be able to bathe in that energy field of our deep, long life commitment to these values. So that's my piece.
Gorgeous.
And to add to that, anybody around the world can actually tune in. You don't have to be in New York because it'll be globally webcast at youcanview.com.
That's right. Beautiful.
Youcanview.com. So awesome. Mitchell, you're in the show, right? Are you going to be speaking?
Yes.
You're speaking in the show.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Awesome.
Yes, he's one of many people who are being acknowledged.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be there.
They built me into the lineup.
I get to perform there. Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic.
I know. It's amazing. Oh, it's so beautiful. Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, sure.
Are amazing offerings. And once again, I'm sure people are running to their Google and Googling these amazing events that are going to be happening in New York City. And a lot of this stuff can be live streamed, I'm sure, right? And so for sure we're going to be live streaming at, Andrew, one more time, YouCanView.
YouCanView.com. And also the website for the September 12th event is we.net/20years using the number sign. And the time of that, by the way, September 12th, is from 6 doors open, but 6:30 to 9:30
That's the event. That's going
to
be the world event.
That's the time to actually start. And we're starting with a blessing and a meditation, yes? Is that what we're
and also
about?
Then we're going to have the RB, recording artist, Sal Smith, who's going to perform a beautiful set before the actual, well, it's actually part of the program. So it starts at 6:30, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yay. All right, everybody. Here we grow. Okay, fabulous. Now we have another New York number here. I'm thinking that this could be Susanna. Let's just check in and see.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Yay. Hi, Susanna. Welcome to One Love Rising.
Yes.
How are you today?
Good afternoon. Welcome to New York to do this wonderful event for the 20th anniversary. I am very happy that you guys are getting together. And I wanted to congratulate you, Rick and Andrew and Paul and all of us who have been working for peace on 20th anniversary. This year I'm celebrating the 17th anniversary in the Central Park bench for the Vigil for Peace. And all of our friends are going to be participating. And this is an event based on the United Nations Resolution 55282, which has been celebrated originally in 1981. And then it's been since till the present, proclaiming an International Day of Peace on the 21st of September in every year. And we, the Vigil for Peace and Ecology, celebrate it to the closest Sunday to the day. And this year we have an array of artists, singers, musicians, non-governmental organizations, and friends who are coming to celebrate with us. So I invite you all, please kindly mark your calendars, 16th of September, New York City, Central Park, Naumburg, Banshell, from 9 to 5. And we're going to all be on trying to explain to people that there are ways that we can get together without having to have conflict. We celebrate through music, interactive art, and we're going to be dancing and singing and spending the entire day like a family picnic to just in the middle of the city. It's the only kind of event of its kind for since actually September 11, because that's where I first went with all of my friends, and we got kicked out till we finally got a permit and the band shell. And the people in New York like this because they can come and join with us and meet all of my friends from the United Nations. I've been working there since I was born, and we all come together. And it's the only event that the civil society meets the United Nations staff and non-governmental organizations and has given an opportunity to celebrate such resolutions, because there are decisions from the world makers that, yes, we can come together, and, yes, there is a ceasefire, and, yes, there is a nonviolent resolution kind of communication. And I'm always grateful to Rick Hulfick, because he's always been a coach for me every time there's conflict with the people or things that I feel very disappointed in the world. What am I going to do?
Mm.
Peace looks like it's a never-happening thing. And it's like, that's not true. The world is not always fighting. Not everybody's upset. Not everybody's angry. So this year, more than ever, I invite you all to serve your community in the best way possible and come together as a people for the people, not against someone or something. So come to the park, sing, give us your art, your beauty, dress up, bring a picnic, share your community, and show us what you're doing. A bunch of my friends are doing non-GMO gardens, and others are just dispensing some food for shelters and participating in the local community workshops for veterans, homeless, children, child trafficking, and all of the things that we can actually work as individuals a couple of hours a week, not just go somewhere else in a parachute. We can do the work from within every time.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Susanna. That's beautiful. That's the 16th
thank you.
Of September.
Oh, yes, 16th.
So
yeah,
beautiful.
The entrance is on 72nd Street on the south of the fountain. It's the south of the Bethesda Fountain, And we're going to be on the stage all day and on the ground. So thank you very much, and welcome to New York, Heidi, and I'll see you on the 12th. I look forward to meeting you.
I look forward to it. Hugs all around.
Okay.
Yay, Susanna.
God bless.
Thank you so much. Love you. God bless. Yay.
May peace prevail on earth. God bless. Ciao, ciao.
Here it is. Here it is. So in the name of self-love and in the name of love in action, you know, we are here with Paul and Andrew and Mitchell and Bob, and you all have carried with you this light inside that is burning brightly and obviously overflowing out into the world to help with our unity and with our friendships. And just like any good gathering or any good party, any good potluck, good people coming together in the spirit of love is what it's all about. So I think what I would like to close the show with is if we could just kind of come up with a nice intention from each one of us for the 12th for this concert that we're having at, Andrew, it's the Church of the City, right? Is that the title of the church?
Church of the Village at 201 West 13th Street, which is the corner of 7th Avenue in Manhattan, yes.
Okay, all right. So we have this beautiful lineup of talented musicians and meditators, and I think I heard Deepak Chopra is going to be there. And
he's not going to be there. He's not going to be there. We have a video message from him, actually.
Oh, great.
However,
we have a representative coming from the Chopra Foundation. And, I mean, most importantly, is the lineup of what's happening with the people. And Mitchell Rabin from A Better World Foundation, and Paul from Good News Planet, and Rick from We the World, and Andrew, and all the people that come along with these beautiful organizations. So, you know, I'm just going to toss it out there. Let's talk about love in action just for 30 seconds each. And when you guys are getting ready to come to this event on the 12th, what are you going to be thinking to yourself? I'm getting on an airplane to fly across the country, and I am bringing with me the power of song and love and hugs and light and beauty. Your turn.
Who is you?
Who is you? There you go. You're
you, Mitchell.
Okay,
Mitchell,
I'll begin because I've got to run off anyway. Who is you? That sounds very profound, like an Advaita teaching.
It's a new song title, Mitchell. Yes,
I am bringing the love and compassion, patience and understanding that are required for creating a better world, and sharing that with all of my dear friends that will be present at this beautiful event.
Thank you. Beautiful.
My pleasure. I'm going to take my leave if you don't mind. I am being called elsewhere. Heidi,
okay,
thank you.
Mitchell.
Andy,
we'll
thank
you.
12th, Paul,
Andy.
Thank
Yay.
You. See you soon. Woo-hoo. Much love to y'all.
Thank
All
you,
right,
Mitch.
Okay.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Peace. Hi, this is Paul. I'm going to our motto for our Good News broadcast is all we are is what we are for and with each other. And so this is another beautiful opportunity for that to be. Zeal gave me that beautiful quote, and here we go. We're all in it together. It's one world. We're all brothers and sisters. And I think everybody, I know, I don't even have to think after all these years, that everybody by far who will be at this event on the 12th will be in that same mindset and believers that there really is peace on earth. We are all about the reality that the world is peaceful. There's a few confused that have to hit you in the nose, but very few compared to all those peace lovers. And thank you very much, and Andrew.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew.
And
thank you, Paul.
Yes. Absolutely. And this is Andrew saying, I feel like, you know, a part of the global family here to just be saying that I feel very called to really bring people together in peace and love and happiness and joy and connecting our hearts to the beat of everybody in around the world, connected to the, all the animals and plants, kingdom, mineral kingdom, and Earth Mother Gaia, beating as one, because we are all one, and this is one love rising. Here we grow.
Oh, so beautiful. Thanks, Andrew. Yay. And we are going to be debuting the We the World song. As soon as we have the links which are coming down the pipe right now, they will be embedded in this podcast broadcast, as well as the links and date for everybody's events that you heard today. So give me a little hour or so to get everything finished up in here, and you'll have all the links. So for now, I want to thank everybody for coming on today and for the wonderful work that they do, and many blessings for these events coming up in September. And peace is here. It has risen, and it's inside of every one of us. And I just want to thank you all so much. Thank you for coming on One Love Rising, Paul, Andrew.
Thank you.
Bob.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yay. And Mitchell's gone, but he was here. And same with Susanna. So, all right, you guys, blessings to you, and I look forward to meeting everybody, and to our fans and followers and friends out in the world. You've been listening to One Love Rising on Blog Talk Radio. Sharing means caring. Please share this post out so we can get more people to all of these wonderful events and have many hearts making light work. Here we grow. Thank you so much,
everybody.
Here we
grow. Thank you, Heidi.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.